This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie. They got that right.
I was going to say, we've been called a lot of things before, but not double negatives. But it fits.
Yes, very much so.
And joining us is Richard Wilshire of the Chipmunks to Oshkosh. Well, we'll just use that.
That'll work for me.
Okay. How many chipmunks did you bring to Oshkosh?
We brought 7 in on Friday morning, and since then, I think we've had another 4 or 5 on the field, and then I just noticed 2 more from one of the Canadian museums. So
I
can't add that up. It sounds like about 15.
I'm going to have to go look at that. That's the most chipmunks I've ever seen in one place.
Yeah, and it's a pretty popular airplane in certain circles, too.
We had 13 here, I think, in 2018 or 19.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, we're talking about the 80th anniversary.
Correct.
That's this year.
That is.
That thing was designed 80 years ago.
Started in November 1945, and the prototype flew May 22nd of 46.
So it actually never saw service as a trainer in World War II then?
No, it was a follow-on. I mean, it literally started within a week or two of VJ Day.
Interesting.
Never knew that.
Was that considered a primary or an advance?
Well, the RAF would call it ab initio.
Sounds fancy.
That fancy with the Latin.
Yeah.
It's a primary trainer.
Okay.
And it still serves that purpose very well.
They're still using it?
There are companies, organizations, which still use them for training, and I've used mine for formation training, which inherently, if people haven't flown a chipmunk, they're going to have to learn how to handle it.
Right.
If they've got a ton of, hours in other tailwheel types. I don't know why I'm waving my arms, but...
It's radio, don't worry about it.
People can imagine it.
Well, we actually are on camera, but anyway, how many horsepower of the original chipmunk?
145. It's got an inverted inline 4 engine known as the Gypsy Major.
Okay.
Also known as the Dripsy Major.
Yeah.
And hence, the collective noun for chipmunks has to be slick.
Yes,
oh, geez.
I believe it. And it's the adage, if it's not leaking, it's out of oil. That's how you check.
It identifies as a radial, I think.
Exactly.
It's a radial wannabe. Now, being an inverted engine, do you have to pull the propeller through before you first hit the starter?
You have to do that anyway in order to prime it. So you flood the carb, you pull it through, I think the book says 6, people will pull it through 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever turns them on. But it's just to draw the fuel into the cylinders for firing up.
Right.
I've never experienced, and I've had my chipmunk now for 16 years, I've never experienced any hydraulic lock, although maybe every 1 in 100 occasions it'll gob half a cup full of oil out the exhaust. But it never locks. Never experienced it.
That's good. Is this an inertial starter only or is it electric?
It's an Armstrong starter.
Gotcha.
Originally. Actually, the originals would have been Armstrong.
Okay.
The RAF had shotgun cartridges.
Oh, cool.
The Kaufman starter.
Yeah. Well, that's what we call it.
That's what they call it.
Yeah, I think it probably is still called a Kaufman starter in that context, too. Yeah. So use those. A very small number of people do still use the Kaufman starter, but the problem is you've got to carry around a battery of shells, haven't you? Which doesn't seem to me a particularly safe thing to be doing.
Well, can you still get them? That'd be my question.
Well, there's that question too, yeah.
Yeah, that's the big one.
If you take a, certainly in the UK, which is where 1,000 of the 1,283 chipmunks ever built were produced, as soon as they came out of military service and went into civil service, they had to have, they were converted from a Mark 10 to a Mark 22, and that included the introduction of an electric start. So mine has an electric start, but every now and then it's just fun to hand prop it. And it hand props really easily.
Yeah, but you got to run all the way around the wing to hop in. You can't step over the wing.
No, I wouldn't normally hand prop it myself.
Okay.
If there wasn't somebody capable in the plane.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody else is going to be flying my plane tomorrow, and I'll probably just hand prop it for fun.
Yeah, hand propping for fun and profit.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Every instructor I've had has told me, stay away from the spinny thing.
Yeah.
Well, you have to give it a great deal of respect.
You do.
Yeah. And I've actually had all the mags off, been pulling through, and had the thing kick.
Ooh.
Mags off.
Oh, yeah, and there are 2 mag switches in the fore and in the aft cockpits. Mm-hmm. They were all off. I pulled through. And the thing coughed, and it was very satisfying to know that my hand propping technique is a good one.
Yeah.
Because look, All my fingers work.
That's
all
right. My arms work. Everything's still attached.
Yep, yep.
So then you immediately went and buzzed out all your mag wiring.
That was it. Yep. Broken P lead.
Yep. Yep. Wow.
I was going to say the hard way. That could have been very bad.
Yeah, it could have been. And since then, if I'm alone at my hangar, I will chock it as well as have the brake set before I pull through.
Just in case.
Yep, yep.
There you go.
Was it originally fabric covered or?
Well, yes, and most of them still are.
Still are?
Yeah,
okay.
It's fabric on the main planes aft of the spar D-box, and all of the other control surfaces are fabric as well.
Okay.
Yeah, people have put metal skin on the wheels. On the wheels? On the wings.
On the wings, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I've seen the Super Chipmunk. That's a different airplane.
It can be, yeah. Yeah. Most of them have got two bays taken out of the wing, an extended aileron. Some have no flap. Bigger rudder. You have to solo from the back because you're going to put a bigger engine on the front.
Right.
Yeah. I've had the privilege of flying Mark Meredith's Super
yes.
Chippy.
Okay. There
yeah,
you go.
That's
Chippy.
The one we've seen. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So I've flown that to demonstrate it to him because of course he'd only ever seen it fly from the cockpit. So
interesting.
I took it up and made a few passes for him and went out and I did some aerobatics in it and it handles just like a chipmunk. It might have at the time it had a 260 horse 520, IO 520 on the front. But, yeah, it's so much better doing aerobatics. You're not constantly nursing the throttle and the engine. But it still flies just like a chipmunk.
Okay.
The answer to that, actually, is it flies delightfully.
Does the airplane have any bad habits? Anything you got to really be aware of?
Sucks up all your money.
Well, that's with every airplane.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Well, the airplane itself doesn't have any bad habits. And I always say that you'd have to be actually brain dead to have one stall on you and be surprised, because it's got a strip on the inboard leading edge. It gives you plenty of subtle buffet. I've taken my poor old beast out to a little bit of altitude and been quite rude with it, you know, full throttle, totally cross-controlled, and it will finally say, okay, you are dumb, watch this, and it'll flick.
Right.
So, you know, you can take it way beyond any sensible extreme.
So it's a very safe airplane for inexperienced pilots.
Yeah. I mean, it's a tail dragger, you know.
Right.
If you haven't ground looped it yet, you probably will.
Nice.
That's said about just about every
of course,
tail
yeah.
dragger.
Yeah.
You know, you think they'd build like a tail drag trainer that's not an airplane that you can go out and ground loop until you finally master the thing.
I've actually had an F-16 pilot giving him a ride, and I was taxiing, and there was a big open area to the right, and I knew he was going a little too fast, so I said to him, just pull in here, and around she went. Yeah, it was a perfectly safe ground loop.
Old guys messing with us.
It took him by surprise.
Yeah, I'll bet. That's something he's never experienced
yeah,
before.
But it was a great opportunity to say, look, if you don't nail it on the landing, that's what's going to happen, and it's going to be ugly at that point.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And it almost got ugly.
Yeah.
Whew. He didn't know what his feet were for.
Well, I think one of the more or the most famous pilot flying Super Chipmunks was Art Scholl.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe he had two of them, one on the East Coast, three. Okay.
Three, yep. So the initial work that he did was actually done with Chuck Cryer.
That sounds right.
Got me.
Yeah.
Harold Cryer, maybe?
Possibly Harold Cryer, yeah. And it was done at Flaybob, which is actually where I keep my chipmunk.
Nice.
Yeah. They put, it's been through a Ranger 6. Then I think he had probably an IO 360 on the second one. And the third one, he put a retractable gear on it from a Balanca air cruiser.
That's the one I remember.
Yeah, and that's the one that's in Yudvarhazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the plane have inverted oil and fuel systems?
Negative. Not on the stock aeroplane. No, it goes very quiet at the top of a loop.
Yes, and, yeah. and you probably do that to F-16 pilots to wake them up.
I've actually taken it up to 8,000 feet to do an 8-turn spin, and on the fourth turn, the prop stopped.
Wow.
And I thought, wow, now I've got to get out of a spin. I might as well keep counting to 8.
You know, I think that's. I'm assuming you're British. You've got an accent.
No, this is how you speak English correctly.
Yes, yes.
I don't have an accent.
Okay, yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Gotcha. We do. But anyway, the dry fatalistic humor comes through.
Yeah, well, so,
oh, let's do a few more. The ground's not here yet.
Exactly, yeah. I mean, I came out at about 3,500 feet anyway, so, okay. Yeah.
Oh, you had okay. plenty of time.
Yeah,
then.
Could have gone for 16.
Right.
The guy in the other seat, however.
Yeah. You would have got to 15, and you're thinking, it might not be a good idea.
Yeah. And I imagine it's a nice big floaty wing, so it comes out easily and flies away.
Yeah. And it's just a delightful airplane. Everything about it is just great.
Great. When can we get our ride?
The two of you together.
No.
Come down to Waukesha or come down to Flable. But here, getting in and out isn't the best game.
No, it's ridiculous getting in and out of here.
I spent an hour taxiing here for a 20-minute flight.
Yep, wow.
I believe just nuts.
But we don't have full fuel. We can't take this one trip around the pattern.
We won't even get to the runway.
Oh, wow. Geez. Well, it sounds like you've had a lot of great adventures with your airplane.
Hopefully we'll come off to Canada in a month or so.
Stay away from the smoke.
Well, let's be fair to the Canadians. Some of this smoke is out of northern U.S. states.
Well,
true.
Let's not give them too much.
Yeah. Northern Wisconsin or somebody.
Yeah.
They can keep it.
It's not all their fault.
All right, we've been speaking with Richard Wilshire about the de Havilland Chipmunk, which is a really cool airplane.
It is a cool airplane.
I'm Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And this is EAA Radio.